Father, we just want to bless your name. Father, we just want to thank you and declare and affirm that, Lord, you are our shepherd. And because you are our shepherd, Father, we shall have no want nor need for anything. Because, Father, we understand it is you that causes us and lead us and causes us to lie down in green pastures and lead us into the direction, into the way that we should go. Therefore, Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. We declare that the impossible is becoming possible for us. Father God, we declare greatness in the lives of your people. We decree victory and prosperity in the lives of your people in the name of Jesus. Father God, we declare that everything will be done according to your word and according to your grace. Father, we declare that your word will live big on the inside of us, even as you have proclaimed in your word that it is in you that we live and move and have our being. Father God, we want to thank you in the name of Jesus that even in this season that we are in, that you are, you and you alone are righting the wrongs concerning us, Father. Father, we want to declare and decree once again that the enemy is under our feet. He has no power. He has no control. He has no influence in our lives because he is under our feet. Father, we declare that all shall be well. We declare in the name of Jesus that things and situations are coming into right divine order for us. We declare supernatural doors are getting ready to open up for us. We declare in the name of Jesus, as we affirm it to be so, that the favor and the wisdom of God shall be upon us. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that new strength and new power is coming upon us in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare as we stand in this space on this morning, Father, we stand in the place of unity. We stand in a space, in a place of purpose and truth. We stand in a place of truth and your anointing being poured out afresh upon us. In the name of Jesus, we decree in this name, in your master's name, Father, as we stand in unity of oneness of spirit, that, Father, that miracles began to show. We decree and affirm, Father, that the sick shall be healed in the name of Jesus. We decree and affirm, Lord, that the weak shall say, I am strong. We decree and affirm, Father, that supernatural doors shall begin to open up in the lives of your people. Father, we want to thank you. We want to bless your holy name. But, Father, we know that you are in control, and we bless your holy name for this day that you have allowed us to be into. Prophet, this man, let me open up the lines and we can start praying in the Holy Ghost. Jete, Rick. The body of the
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come to you as humble as we know how, Father God. We want to thank and praise your holy and righteous name, oh dear God, for being a lamp unto our feet, oh Father God. We want to thank you for keeping our pathway illuminated, oh dear God. And Lord God, we ask a special blessing for the Master Prophet, oh dear God, and Lady Pastor Deborah Jordan, oh dear God, for having this platform, oh dear God, for opening up for us to be prayer warriors in this season, oh Father God. And Lord God, we ask a special blessing for the Kelly family and the Bereed family all over this world, oh dear God. Ask a special blessing for Barbara Tucker, oh dear God. We want to ask a special blessing for my mom, Vivian Croswell, and all the other sick that has been requested here on tonight, Father God. We want to thank and praise your name for the company of prophets, oh dear God, the Palm family, oh dear God, the prophetic oil of Ma Elijah, oh Father God. We want to thank and praise your name for to just speak your word in this season, oh dear God, that we will continue to answer your clarion call in this season, oh Father God. We want to thank and praise your name for blessing each and every household that is represented on this call on tonight, Father God. We want to thank and praise your name for just being our El Shaddai, oh dear God. We want to thank and praise your name, oh dear God, for just keeping us in your humbleness, oh dear God, keeping us humble, dear God, keeping us transparent, oh dear God, keeping us in favor, Lord God, and just keeping us in your righteous will, oh dear God. And Lord God, we just ask that you continue to keep us at your feet, oh dear God, that we will lay prostrate before you, oh dear God, so that we will continue to do your will. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and give thee thanks. Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for a breath today. For blessings that are around. There are attacking, Lord God. There it is corporate from the mind to the body on each and every one of us. Lord God, pray that the portion. And I thank you, Lord God, that you would keep us. You would keep us whole and you keep us complete. That you continue to order our steps and life, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, as we've entered into the weekend of Father's Day, Lord, I pray for the fathers of households, Lord God. May the anointing flow through the over the head, Lord God, and onto the body, Lord God. May we show our love and appreciation to the head of our household, to the head of our spiritual walk, Lord God. Bless the man of God in this season, Lord God. Bless our archbishop, pastor, Lord God, and continue to use them as guides, Lord God, as we move through. Lord God, in all situations, in all areas, in all things, we thank you. Amen.
And Father God, we thank you for this time of prayer. We thank you, Lord, for unity in the Spirit. Father, we ask you that you search our hearts and wash us thoroughly and cleanse us from all of our sin. Move every blockage and hindrance to our prayer tonight, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, that you anoint us afresh, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to remember those of us whose fathers have transitioned as we enter into another Father's Day. We bless you for our Archbishop, and we thank you for sustaining him and strengthening him, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for fresh oil that you're providing and pouring onto him, Lord God. We thank you for the wisdom and knowledge that you're downloading unto him, Lord God. And we thank you for even the next level that you're taking him, Lord God, for the next level of elevation. We thank you for preservation, and we thank you for divine protection as he travels to and fro. We thank you for Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, who stands faithfully by his side, Lord God. Crown her head with wisdom and knowledge and strength, Lord God, from your sanctuary. Great strength, Lord God, a double portion of your strength, double portion of your joy, double portion of your inspiration, Lord God. Lord, divine protection, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for every person on the line that has lifted up a family member or a loved one, God, even for the Kelly family. We stand in agreement for their strength and as they're walking through this season of grief and loss, Lord God. We decree and declare, Lord God, there's no lack in their home. We thank you, Lord God, for every need is met and every bill is paid, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you massage their hearts and comfort them in the midnight hour, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that our light breaks forth as the morning and our health shall shine forth and bring forth speedily those that are afflicted, Lord God. And we thank you that our righteousness shall go before us and your glory shall be our rear guard, Lord God. We thank you that we call upon you and you answer. We thank you, Lord God, that we cry and you say, here I am. We thank you, Lord God, that you allow us, Lord God, to feed the hungry, Lord, to clothe the naked, Lord God, to stand in the gap for the oppressed, Lord God, and to be a voice of justice unto those that are in need of advocacy, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we decree and declare victory and breakthrough. We call forth those that are bound and afflicted with addiction, Lord God. We call forth deliverance to the captive in the name of Jesus. Healing to the sick, even the sick in mind, body, soul, and spirit. We decree and declare healing and deliverance. Every generational curse is broken. We thank you in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, we thank you for another day togetherness, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to raise up a nation, Father, to create a culture, Father, to enhance our space in the universe, Lord, our space in America, Lord, our space in the world, the globe, Father. And we thank you for the opportunity to be a part of a major time in this transition, Father. And thank you for our protection in this. Lord, create bubbles, Lord, and incubate us to not only learn, but be protected and to grow family, Father. We thank you for the opportunity, Lord, that you have given us to grow a culture with Zoe Ministries and the Master Prophet, Bernard Jordan, and Pastor Deborah Jordan. We thank you, Lord, for that opportunity, Father. We thank you for continuing to sow into good fruit, into good yield to good ground, Father, Lord, so that as our seeds grow deeper and deeper, Lord, they yield greater fruits in the name of Jesus, we pray. And Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to work, Father. We thank you for the spirit of work and the strength that it provides our backs, Lord, physically and mentally, Lord, so that we can take on every opportunity that you give to us through our earnings, Lord, and reinvesting those into ways that enhance the kingdom of God. And thank you for each and every opportunity to do that. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Father God, we just thank you, O Lord, on tonight, Father God, as we lift your name up, Father God. There's no one like you in all the earth, O Father God. You said that your word is flawless, and we can count on that. And so we thank you, O Father God. We thank you, O Lord, for Pastor Prophetess Deborah, and we thank you, Father God, for Archbishop Bernard Jordan and the whole entire Jordan family. We thank you, O Father God, for our loved ones. We thank you, O Father God, that our household, Father God, everyone in our homes, O Father God, are saved from the enemy. And we thank you, O Lord, that you reveal your secrets to your servants, the prophets, O Father God. We thank you, O Lord, that we will be the stewards of your revelations, O Father God, and that we will speak the wisdom of you, Father God. We thank you, O Lord, for what you're doing in our lives. Baptize us with your Holy Ghost and fire, O Father God. We thank you, O Lord, for what you're doing. Praise be to you, O Father God, creator of the earth, Elohim, Shalom, peace. Father God, we thank you, O Lord. We lift up everyone that is sick, Father God, and we call them well on tonight, O Father God. We thank you, O Lord, for what you're doing. We thank you, O Father God, that we trust you, O Father God. You're the only true and living God. We put no other before you, O Father God. We thank you, O Lord. Let the saints possess the kingdom, O Father God. Let us come into our inheritance, O Father God. And we thank you, O Lord, that men will speak of your glory, O Father God, and talk of your power, O Father God. So we thank you, O Lord, for what you're doing. And we come against all fear and unbelief and doubt in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. We thank you, O Father God. We thank you, O Lord, We praise and worship you on tonight, O Father God. We put on the whole armor of God, and we stand firm, Father God, in your word, O Lord. We thank you, O Father God, that we're joint heirs with Christ, O Father God. And we thank you, O Lord, that you have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. And, Father God, we thank you, O Lord, that we can come boldly to your throne, Father God. We thank you, O Lord, for forgiveness, O Lord. We thank you, O Father God, that our sins are not held over our heads against us, O Father God. That we thank you, O Lord, that you sent your Son to die for our sins. So we walk in newness, O Father God, on tonight, O Father God, each and every day, O Father God, believing and trusting you always, O Father God. We thank you, O Lord, for a hedge of protection around our family members, O Father God. We thank you, O Lord, that we will live, Father God, and proclaim your word, O Father God, that we will not die before our time, O Father God. Order our footsteps on tonight. Order our family's footsteps on tonight, O Father God. And we thank you, O Lord, that you hear our prayers, O Father God. We thank you, O Lord. You said that you will not withhold any good thing from us, O Father God, those that seek your righteousness, O Father God. So we thank you, O Lord, that we are in standing in good ground, O Father God, that we are believing and that we are not compromising, O Father God. So we thank you on tonight, and we trust you always. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time together, Father God. We thank you for every life here on the line even now. We thank you for all of our families even now, Father God, and our loved ones, Father God. Father God, we lift up those that are sick and shut in even now, Father God. Father, we thank you for leading us and guiding us and protecting us as we come and as we go, Father God. Father, thank you for being the light unto our path even now, Father God. Father, order our steps indeed even now, Father God. Father God, give us innovative ideas even now, Father God. Father, I thank you for my king even now, Father God. I thank you for our children and our elders even now, Father God. Father God, allow us our eyes to be open so that we can see what is happening around us, Father God. Father God, bring right connections our way, right resources, Father God. Father God, allow the answers to come to our way, to the questions that we may have even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for dispatching your protective angels even around us even now and around our children even now, Father God. Father God, allow your wisdom and agape love to flow through us even now, Father God, as we continue to lift your name on high, as we will continue to give you the glory, the praise, and the honor now and forevermore. I love you, Lord. Amen and amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for another day that you have made. I thank you for my life, my health, and my strength, and for your goodness and your mercy to me, God. And I ask you to please remember Prophetess Barbara Tucker as she's traveling, and remember Prophetess Kelly and her family. God, put your loving arms around them and keep them at this time of bereavement, Lord. And remember Prophetess Regina's mother, who is preparing for surgery, God. And for anyone else who is on the prayer list and whose name, you know who they are, God. You know everybody who is in need of help, God. And we thank you for this time, God. I ask you to strengthen them and keep them and just be with them. And be with everyone on this line tonight, God, who is listening in and who is in need of prayer and in need of help and strength, God. Please show yourself mighty to them, Lord. And I thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. And God, I ask you to remember this company of prophets and this institution poem, God, and the master prophet and Prophetess Deborah, and for their vision, and strengthen them and keep them, God, and protect them. And I thank you for our elderly, God, and I ask you to put your arms around them and strengthen them, keep them from any elderly diseases that may come upon them, God. No Alzheimer, no dementia. Just strengthen them, God, and let their families provide for them and be with them. Let them know that you are with them, God. And I ask you, Lord, to just look upon the children who have gotten out of school on this week and last week and give them a great summer and let them serve you this summer, God, and no trouble come to them, God, and just keep them safe, Lord. And I thank you for my family. I ask you to continue to move in their hearts and minds and save them, Lord. And I thank you, God, for your mercy and for your forgiveness for my sins. And God, teach me how to be humble and honest and to have a pure heart and a pure mind, God, and allow me to serve you. And I thank you, God, even for Prophetess Janice Goss and for everyone who is serving in the ministry, God. And I thank you, God, for your loving kindness. And if there's anyone I've forgotten, even Prophetess Mascarene and her son, God, bless them. And bless the prophets, Lord, and bring the men back to the line, God, to pray. Because you said men ought to always pray and not faint. Not that they're not praying, but we need to hear their voices also, God. And God, just we love you and we praise you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And Father God, amen. And Father God, we thank you now for this gathering. We thank you for this midnight cry. Father God, we thank you for allowing us to see another day, Father God, because we know that this is the day that you've made, so we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you for the covering our leaders and the divine protection, Father God, that you have over the calling and have over their lives, Father God, as they continue to globalize the prophetic. Father God, we thank you as you touch even Mother Mary Jordan, Father God, and Pastor Mother Mary Berry, and Father God, even now, we thank you for keeping them, Father God. We thank you for the divine hedge of protection, Father God, and the divine strength and restoration and redemption, Father God, that you're releasing even upon them. Father God, I thank you for touching even the company of prophets, Father God. I speak increase, Father God, over the company of prophets and over their lives, Father God, even as we're coming and as a prophecology, the working of miracles is approaching, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for safe travels, for Father God, even for the company of prophets and for the registrants, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for blessing us in our coming and in our goings, Father God. We thank you for making us the head and not the tail, above and not below, Father God. We thank you for touching each and every leader, Father God, even now, Father God, in your fivefold ministry, Father God. We thank you for touching the elders, Father God, and keeping them, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for their wisdom and for their generosity and for their contribution in the community, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for renewing them and giving them strength, Father God, and healing their physical bodies and relieving any pain, Father God, from them. Father God, we thank you, and we lift up even the Kelly household even now, Father God, during this time of bereavement. We thank you, Father God, for increasing their lives, Father God, and touching them and granting their family peace, Father God, a peace that surpasses all understanding. Father God, we thank you for touching even Prophetess Barbara Tucker, Father God, even as she travels, Father God, and even as she's away, Father God. We thank you for the favor, Father God, that you have over the widower, Father God, and even over this foreigner and the stranger, Father God, in our land. Father God, we thank you, Father God, as you continue to keep them, Father God. Father God, and I finally ask, Father God, that you continue to raise up a generation, Father God, that you raise up young men and women in my generation that are going to preach the gospel and the good news, Father God, such that souls can be saved, Father God. We ask all these things in your masterful name we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen. And Father God, I give you praise on this wonderful day just to say thank you. Thank you for giving us each and every one life just to breathe every moment and every breath that you pump through our body, God. Father God, I give you praise for this great ending of the school year, God, and asking that the favor be over our children, God. Father God, I ask that you hear each and every one of our prayers, God. Let our prayers be sweet to your ears, God. Answer our prayers, God. I thank you, God, that you allow us to stand in the gap for others when others cannot stand, God. I thank you, God. I thank you, God, for the peace that you've given to each and every one of us in our lives, God. I thank you, God, for the joy, God. I thank you, God, for the increase and the breakthrough, God. I thank you for what you're doing as you're breaking through blue. I thank you, God, for even the favor that you've given my spouse at work. I thank you, God, even the favor that you've given at schools, God, with my children, God. I thank you, God, for entrepreneurship and for the increase of clients, God. Let me be an increase. Let me be a blessing, God, to others, God. Father God, I thank you, God, for this conference call line, that you allow us to come together and commune together and to pray together, God. I thank you, God, for that. I thank you, God, that you're doing a healing in each and every one's life. I even now, right now, lift up Sister Lakeisha, a cousin who just had her baby, God. I lift her up that there's nothing wrong, God, and that there's speedy healing that is coming to her and even to her newborn, God, that everything is even breathing right and life is breathing and flowing through him at this moment, God. I thank you, God, for marriages and union that is taking place, God. I thank you, God, even for the little animals that you put in our lives that we are able to enjoy just each and every one of your sweet gifts that you have put on this planet Earth. I thank you, God, that you are making me to be more of a leader and more to vocalize, God. I thank you, God, for even letting me to be able to talk to different community leaders, God. I thank you, God, for even my connection and network with others, God. Father God, you get all the praise, you get all the glory, you get all the honor in my life. Father God, I thank you for allowing me to be who I am, and I thank you for letting me to become an overcomer, God. I am a conqueror, and I thank you, God, for that. I give your name all praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
And Father, we just thank you, Lord, for every word, every utterance that was said on this call today. And Father, we just thank you, Lord, for the things that you are doing in our life and the things that you are about to do in our life. And Father, we also want to thank you, Lord, for those things that you have already done in our life. Father, we want to lift your name up and thank you, Lord, for what you're about to do. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, that even as we navigate through this morning and through this day that you have made, Father, we thank you, Lord, for wisdom. We thank you for strength, and we thank you for understanding, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that the angels of the Lord do encamp round about us, Father. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you will not allow any hurt, harm, or danger to befall us. Father, I pray and I thank you right now for what you're about to do for these and those that we have lifted up on this call tonight that need to hear from you, that need to be touched by you. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for everything that you're about to do. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, for the increase. We thank you, Father, because, Father, only you can bring this thing about. And we give your name the praise, the honor, and the thanks. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that you're turning things around for us, Father. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, that we will be wise people, Father. And, Father, we pray, Lord, even as we move forth in your wisdom, Father, Father, cause us never to forget from whence our help comes from, but allow us to always remember, Lord, to remember to give you thanks, to give your name the praise and the honor, Father. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for our elders, Father. Strengthen them, Father. Give them strength and renew their mind. Father, we want to thank you right now, Lord, for the things that you're about to do. We thank you, Lord, for the boost and for the favor. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, Lord, for debt reduction. Father, we thank you, Lord, for relationship that you're mending and bringing relationships into divine order, Father. Father, I pray for every household and every individual that's on this call, Father. Have your way and let thy will, thy holy will, be done in their lives. Look on the pastors. Touch them and renew their strength. Father, baptize them afresh in your anointing, Father. And, Father, we thank you right now, Lord. Cause them to hold their head up high, knowing that if you be for them, who can be against them? Father, we bless, and we praise your holy name. But, Lord, it is you, that brings these things to us, Father. And, Father, we want to thank you today. We want to give your name the honor for allowing us to start our day with your name on our lips, Father. Father, we love you and we praise you and we honor you, Father. I thank you, Lord, for everything that you're about to do. I thank you, Lord, for greatness. I thank you, Lord, for the increase, even as you had spoken it earlier, Father. Father, we stand and we affirm for everything that you're about to do, Father. But, Father, we know that you have started a good work on the inside of us. And, Father God, you're going to perfect everything that concerns us in your most precious name, Father. We thank you for safety and protection as we move about this day. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, amen, amen, amen. Well, again, thank you, family. I love each and every one of you to life. Just keep loving you more and more for your faithfulness and for your stance with us, amen. And, people, God, I just want to encourage you, bring someone else. Don't just come on the call by yourself, but encourage someone else. to come, even to just stand and just listen in. But let them know, the Bible says the prayers of a righteous availeth much. The Bible also lets them know that man should always pray and not faint. We're not fainting, but we're going to be about our Father's business because we're going to be alert and doing and praying and seeing and prophesying what thus saith the Lord. Amen. So again, Prophet Sam, I'm going to decrease so that you can increase. Thank you again, family. I'll see you tomorrow morning once again. We're not quitting. We're going to keep on keeping on because God's hand is upon each and every one of us. I love you to life. Peace, family.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. And we love you and appreciate all the things that you're doing in our lives. All right.
Don't forget to let them know also about the 1,058 seed that is still going on. That's the second leg, the ABI seed.
Yes, people.
That God is called
ABI seed. Amen. All right. Get your ABI seed. We are not finished with it yet. We're doing a part two, and that's a $1,058 faith seed. And you can call and get more information about that. You can call 212-316-2177 to sow your seed, or you can call 888-831-0434. Get your faith seed in the ground, and you want to be part of the ABI seed. Amen, amen, amen. All right. Also, meet us back here at 9 a.m. in the morning. We will be back here with the Archbishop for 9 a.m.,
conference call.
This morning, conference call. That's right, teaching conference call. All right. Is there any other announcements from any other company or prophet? Amen. Well, we will see you back here around 11:55 going into our midnight prayer call. Everyone have a blessed and wonderful day. God bless.
You too. God bless.
Peace, everyone. Love you.
Love you. God bless.
God bless.